Look, I think we're all living in this world right now and understanding that human health is the priority, and it needs to be, and it should be. But at the same time, we're all sports fans and hoping to get our sports back. I'm going to actually shelve, Gord, the play-in round conversation for at least a few minutes here, because as a former general manager, I think you can give us some insight that most people cannot. We've just learned in the last couple of days, Elliot Friedman, Chris Johnston have done terrific reporting on this, that the NHL's salary cap, as a result of the pandemic, et cetera, is going to stay flat for at least the next couple of seasons. And in the nearest of terms, Kyle Clifford is an unrestricted free agent, and we believe there was mutual interest in keeping Clifford a Maple Leaf. But with the cap not going up, how much more complicated does that get when you consider that a year from now, Zach Hyman and Frederik Andersen need new deals?
Well, if you were in the cap trouble on March 10th, which at least were among those, when I say cap trouble, really up against it, and I think Jake Muzzin is being very thankful he signed about 1 month earlier, you're screwed right now. Like you were looking at it going up, you know, about $4 million or so and continuing to go. So you really, really are in a tough situation. And Kyle Clifford, much like Taylor Hall and Alex Pietrangelo and Braden Holtby, all of a sudden being a UFA is going to make it more difficult out there because there's less available money. And the other thing I really wonder about, Scott and Ziggy, is last year what Montreal did with Sebastian Aho, which, you know, Carolina had the wherewithal to match it right away. You know, you might be able to target a team now that last year, the Mitch Marners of the world that were restricted free agents, that there could be teams that are vulnerable that won't be able to match it. I mean, that's a few more months down the road, but a general manager's job and handling the cap has become extremely more difficult, whether it's trying to see can Kyle Clifford stay next season or trying to get the jump on guys like Freddie Andersen and Zach Hyman. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I wonder, Gore, that's a great thing to bring up, is the offer sheets going out to, you know, to young guys in the league. And I kind of wonder, is the league going to even get younger now? Are you going to have to bring in more players on entry-level deals just because they're cheaper? Maybe they don't have, you know, the chances of getting injured as you would in an older guy. Say you're looking to bring in a free agent, big name guy in his 30s with a couple injuries, and you just don't want to take that chance. Just trying to get players, right? Everything. I don't think players are going to get traded as easily. Guys aren't going to move around as much. But yeah, that's a good point. One thing I wanted to get into with you is just the Leafs cap casualties right now, and who you think is kind of you know, tough right now for the Leafs to kind of hold on to, and who you think might go. I know there's a lot of talk. I know we're discussing Hyman. I know Freddie and Nett. The big thing is going to be goaltenders, right? Are you going to spend the $5-6 million on a goaltender, or would you bring in, I guess, two guys that were good, a 1A and a 1B, and maybe bring in a high-end prospect?
Well, you know, you go back and, you know, in about, what, a month, Lou Lamoriello one day signed Morgan Rielly and Nazem Kadri to good six-year contracts. So, you know, I don't call them team-friendly, but just, you know, very cap manageable, and then traded for and signed Freddie Andersen to the five-year contract. So, you know, Ziggy, it's not like last year where all of a sudden Auston Matthews was coming up and Mitch Marner and, you know, just a lot of players at the same time that, you know, relatively speaking, this was kind of a year that they were going to be able to look and you know, maybe try to get out of it a little bit. And you could have got a year jump on Freddie Andersen. I mean, July 2nd could have been the day that Washington announced that Alexander Ovechkin's extension, right? Montreal did that with Carey Price mm-hmm. a few years ago. It's the first day you can get a jump on guys in their last year and getting those done. So there's no question it's more about looking ahead that you've got Freddie to do. And, you know, in some cases you keep saying, okay, now is William Nylander looked at a guy that actually, despite all the crap he took, is not a bad contract and makes it attractive. And maybe you end up having to trade that for cap reasons and get some futures back. But the other part, Ziggy, and you experienced it, and I used it, you know, they could be kids or not. I agree with you. There'll be a need for a younger, I don't like using the word cheaper, but cheaper players, you know, less salary. But it could become the Dominic Moore syndrome, a guy we really like that, you know, every year, basically, found a certain niche and played a, you know, played for a certain amount of money. He really couldn't get above a certain level, but made a decent career of it. So there'll probably be a market, and Kyle Clifford may end up being a little bit more of that guy than he thought, than a guy he thought he might get up long term with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Who knows?
One of the, and this is kind of an evergreen statement, Gord. It may even hold increased water now, just given the situation. The draft is so important. The Leafs will not have had their first round pick for a second consecutive year this year, unless, of course, they happen to effectively win this placeholder deal and get the first overall pick, because it is lottery protected. But if I'm Kyle Dubas, and you don't want to exert any pressure on a particular player, I understand, more than another, but if I'm Kyle Dubas, I'm really counting on a kid like Nick Robertson, who scored more than a goal a game for the Peterborough Petes before the OHL season was cut off, becoming a guy for me. Because if I have to make a tough decision on an expensive contract, Ziggy and I were talking about this in the first hour of the show. You don't, when you trade quality for lower priced quantity, you almost never win the trade. You almost never win the trade. So if the Leafs have a cap casualty like a Marner or a Nylander, you're not going to get better in the immediate. You might get bitter. You're not going to get better in the immediate or near term by making a move like that, even if you have to.
Yeah, and again, the challenge and the hope is that you don't have to. And, you know, you bring up a real salient point that they had to move money and give up a first-round pick to move the Patrick Marleau contract. So that's the cap difficulty they were in before. And you're right about it. It's nice that it's top 10 protected, because who would have thought you'd get a chance at, you know, number one overall pick this way. So at least that won't happen. But it continues to be, you know, like moving pieces. And there's so many more other things behind the scenes that they're looking at to try to make it work. Now, I don't like rushing guys. Nick Robertson really looks like the real deal. He will be the real deal. We're really talking about, you know, he's going to be part of the roster over the summer. And I think in a lot of cases, that's to get that kind of experience for top prospects. You want them around, much like the Toronto Blue Jays will want top prospects around early just to get some baseball in. And then after that, it comes down to, okay, I still think it's worth getting the serious ice time with the Toronto Marlies, the serious power play time, the serious critical situational time. I always think that's better than being a fourth line player for a young guy and not getting a lot of time. So I think in that case, again, if he's ready is one thing. If you force him to be ready, that's not what I prefer, because this guy, you're right, looks like he's going to be a blue chip guy. And these entry level contracts, I mean, that's what the Toronto dined on when all these guys, Nylander, Matthews, and Marner, jumped right in and were playing, and were really playing for a bargain rate because they were on their entry level deals.
Gord Stellick is the host of Leafs Nation pre and post game here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and he's with us on Leadoff.
If the Leafs lose in this kind of playing around, Gordon, and they go in the second phase of the draft lottery, and they do get that number one pick, and obviously it's going to be Lafreniere, do you keep him? Do you trade him? Get what they need? I know it's a ways away, but what do you do if you're the Leafs and you get that first overall pick?
Well, you know, first, before getting there, keep in mind, Ziggy, the Toronto Maple Leafs are the only team that have not won a playoff round in this modern era since 2005. So, like, it's been great making playoffs, but it's been kind of novel, but then getting limited in seven games is getting a little tiresome. And I just look at it against Columbus, it's showtime. The guys are making big money. Mm-hmm. Columbus is a team, and losing Artemi Panarin and Sergei Bobrovsky, it'd be like the Leafs having no Freddie Anderson and Auston Matthews this year. But to answer your question, it's kind of a lame big consolation prize. So for about another, I don't know, whatever it is, till they have that actual lottery, which will be a few weeks after, or maybe a week after the play-in round, you'll be holding hope that maybe there's a silver lining in the cloud. And all I can say is, if there's any team that gets Alexis Lafreniere, he is not going anywhere. Trading your number one overall pick, you get very few cracks at it. This guy looks like he's trending more towards Auston Matthews. He has that kind of ability rather than Jack Hughes, Nico Hischier, which is no slight on those guys. They're just going to take a little bit more time. So it's been fun for all the placeholder teams. There's 16 of them right now to say, wow, we're in the playoffs, and try to hypothesize if you get by the play-in round and then what goes on. And you know, I really think one of those play-in teams is going to make it all the way to the final. It just got that kind of synergy this year. But you don't trade Lafreniere.